Sachsen lost Project Wolfenstein Base until Project Wolfenstein Hey. The Mishnayos continued to discuss the various differences between the different types of menachos, the different types of offerings of flour, and by doing so goes through the different steps in the process of offering up a korban mincha. There are three types of korban mincha which are totally burnt on the Mizbeach: minchas koyanim, any korban mincha which is bought by a koyen, or minchas koyen moshiach, as well as the minchas chavitin, which is the daily offering of flour which the Kohen Gadol would bring in two halves, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. And thirdly, Minchas Nesachim, the offering of flour which would accompany certain korbanos, a korban olah, a korban shalomim. When one is bringing a korban mincha in order to accompany a korban olah or korban shalomim, it is totally burnt on the Mizbeach, says the Mishnah. La Mizbeach, this goes to the Mizbeach, ve'en bahem la'kohanim, and the Kohanim have no right to any part of the flour. Or if the flour has been baked, then the loaves. We generally refer to the korban mincha as an offering of flour, even though, as we have seen, many of them are baked or fried into loaves. And the Mishnah is emphasizing that no other korban is considered to be totally consumed by the Mizbeach. Even a korban oilah, which is totally burnt and none of it is given to the Kohanim, the truth is the skins, the hides of the animal, are given to the Kohanim. Even though all of the meat is burnt on the Mizbeach, but at least the hides are given to the Kohanim. And even a bird korban oilah, where the hides are not given to the Kohanim, nevertheless, not the entire bird is burnt on the Mizbeach. The feathers are taken off, for example, so not all of it is given to the Mizbeach. So this statement of the Mishnah, that the Mizbeach receives the entire korban, is unique to these three types of korbanos. And the Mishnah says, specifically regarding these three korbanos, the power, or the rights of the Mizbeach, are considered to be greater than the rights of the Kohanim. On the other hand, shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread which are brought on Shavuos, v'lechem aponim, and the 12 loaves of bread which are set up on the shulchan and replaced every Shabbos, lakoyanim, these are given to the Kohanim to eat in their entirety, v'ein bohem lamizbeach, and the Mizbeach does not get any of them, because none of these loaves are burnt on the Mizbeach at all. Uvozeh yofakoyach hakoyanim v'koyach mizbeach. And in this regard, the power and the rights of the Kohanim are greater than the power and rights of the Mizbeach. The Gemara explains that the reason why the Mishnah adds in both of these cases that the rights of the Kohanim is greater or the rights of the Mizbeach are greater is to include an additional case in each of the lists. In the first list of the Mishnah, of those things which are given totally to the Mizbeach, the Mishnah's statement is coming to include an additional case of wine. Many korbanos have a requirement to accompany the korban with wine, as well as the flour offering. And this wine is not poured on the Mizbeach itself, where the fire is. It's rather poured on the corner of the Mizbeach. At the top, in the corner, there were two bowls, which were permanent bowls attached to the Mizbeach, and they would pour wine into those bowls, and the wine would flow down through a hole to the bottom of the Mizbeach, to the ground. So that was also, the wine is obviously not going to the Kohanim at all. It is totally put on the Mizbeach, just it goes through a hole to the bottom, to the ground. And in the second list of the Mishnah's addition of saying that the power, the rights of the Kohanim are greater, that's coming to include a case where the two lambs, the two sheep which are supposed to be brought on Shavuos as korbanos, and really the shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread, are there to accompany those two sheep. The Mishnah is coming to include a case where, even where they're not able to bring the sheep as korbanos, even in that case, the Kohanim would receive the two loaves. Mishnah Gimel, Kol HaMenachos Anasos BaKli, all korbanos mincha which are processed in a utensil, for example, the korban mincha soiles, the regular korban of flour, or those which are fried. This is coming to exclude a minchas ma'afei tanur, one which is baked in the oven, that wasn't necessarily processed in a utensil, as we'll see later on. But for most korbanos mincha, tu'unos shalish matnis shemen, they require three applications of oil. Oil needs to be added, but it's not added all in one go. Rather, there are three different stages in which the oil is added. Yitzika, this is when the oil is poured, and the truth is this is the last of the three. The Mishnah mentions them in reverse order because that's the order in which the Torah mentions these applications of oil. So Yitzika refers to pouring the oil onto the flour, or once the flour has been baked, right at the end, before the kmitza is done, before the three-finger handful is taken, oil was poured onto the korban mincha. Uvelila, This is when oil was added, and this is when most of the oil was added, and then mixed with the flour. And the first time they'd add oil is Umatan Shemen Bakli Kodman Asiyason. They would add oil to the utensil before they would start the process at all. Even before the flour was added, they would add some oil, and after that small amount of oil was in the utensil, then they would add the flour. Now, regarding Karbonos Mincha, which are processed into loaves, and a handful of the pieces of the loaves is taken and burnt on the Mizbeach instead of flour itself. Regarding those karbonos, the Torah says, Soiles chalos matzos belulos bashemen. Flour, which is made into loaves or matzahs, different types of loaves, belulos bashemen, are mixed with oil. This is referring to the second time that the oil is added, and then mixed together with all of the flour. The question is, when the Torah says that it is mixed with oil, is that going back on the words, the loaves, the chalos matzos, or is it going back on the first word of that pasuk, soiles flour? Question is, when exactly is the oil added and mixed? Is it mixed with the flour, or only once the flour has been processed into loaves, then it is mixed with the oil? And the Mishnah brings an argument regarding this. They would add the oil and mix it with the loaves. Once it had already been processed into loaves, that is the opinion of Rebbe. Remember, the Chachomim say soiles, the oil was added and mixed when it was still in its flour state. According to Rebbe, only once the loaves had been broken into pieces, like we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, after it was broken into pieces, then oil was added and it was all mixed together. Now, when bringing a carbon mincha of a minchas mafei tanur, that which is baked in the oven, we've seen already that there are two different ways in which one can bring that. He can make thicker loaves, chalos, or much thinner loaves called rikikim. Now, the minchas mafei tanur only requires oil to be added twice, not three times, but only twice. There isn't the third application called yitzika. And the Mishnah says, hachalois, if it's made into the thicker loaves, tu'unos belila, they require adding of oil and mixing all together. Like we just explained, be it in its flour state or once it's been made into loaves. However, the harakikim, if he is bringing a mincha, which is made into thinner loaves, then the oil is not mixed together, rather meshuchim, the oil is spread over the top of it. Once it has been baked, the oil is just spread over it, but it's not mixed all together. And the Mishnah ends off, Ketan Moshchon, how exactly would he spread the oil on top of it? Would he spread oil over all of it? The Mishnah says, no. He would put a little bit of oil on it. Kamin Ki, in the shape of the Greek letter Chi, which we're going to understand is like an X of nowadays, Ushar Hashem Nechol HaKohanim, and the rest of the oil is given to the Kohanim. They wouldn't need to use up all of the oil, rather the rest of it is given to the Kohanim to eat. The Korban Ochis Anasis Bakli, all of the flour offerings which are processed in a utensil. And the truth is, in the previous Mishnah, this was to exclude a Minchas Ma'afei Tanur, which is baked in the oven and not inside of a utensil by itself. However, in this Mishnah, it also includes that flour offering. Over here, this is only coming to exclude the Shteh Lechem and the Lechem Aponim, the loaves of bread which are put on the Shulchan or which are brought on Shavuos. But this does include a mincha which is baked in the oven, a regular korban mincha. So the Mishnah is referring to most korbanos mincha, and the Mishnah says, t'unos pesisa, they require the next step in the process called pesisa. When I say the next step in the process, that really means once it has been baked in the oven or fried, however the loaf is made, any korban mincha which is processed from its flour state into becoming a loaf, before the kemitza can be performed, where a handful of it is taken, it requires psisa, which is breaking it into pieces. Obviously, if you want to take a handful of it, it has to be broken into pieces. Minchas Yisrael, the korban mincha of a regular Jew, as opposed to a kohen, as we've seen, does not need a kemitza taken because his entire mincha is burnt on the mizbeach. So this process of psisa is only really required for a mincha of a regular Jew. And how exactly would they perform the pesisa? Kofel echad l'shnayim, they would fold it one into two, they would fold it in half, u'shnayim l'arba, and then two into four. So they would end up having folded it until it becomes like in four quarters. And then u'mavdil, he would separate it. So he would fold it over twice and then separate it on the folds. U'minchas kohanim, whereas the korban mincha of kohanim, kofel echad l'shnayim, u'shnayim l'arba, they would once again fold it one into two and then two into four, so you'd end up with quarters, but the Einu Mavdil, they wouldn't separate it. It would be folded up, but there was no need to break it into pieces since a kemitza is not going to be performed. Now, the source for the requirement to fold it into four, so you end up with quarters, is because the Torah says pasos isa pitim. You should break it into pieces, but it uses that word twice. Pasos isa lepitim. And that is the source, so you need to fold it over twice. However, regarding the minchas chavitin, the flour offering which the Kohen Gadol would bring every day, the Torah just calls it minchas pitim. A mincha which is broken into pieces, it doesn't use that double language. And because of that, the Mishnah says, minchas kohen amoshiach, the flour offering of a Kohen Gadol, lo yohamachapla, they wouldn't fold it over twice. He would just fold it over once, and then they would burn it on the Mizbeach. Once again, there was no need to split it, and actually break it into pieces, since this was burnt entirely on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon says that regarding the Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Kohanim Mashiach, a flour offering bought by a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, not only do we not break it into pieces, but in Pesisa, the entire process of Pesisa didn't apply to them, and there's no need even to fold it over at all. Because there is no Kemitza which is going to be done with them. And anything which does not have the process of Kemitza which is done with them, there is no need to perform the service of Pesisa either. Now the Mishnah ends off with quite a vague phrase. It says, "Kulon kazesim," all of them need to be the size of an olive. There's quite a vast discussion as to what exactly the Mishnah means over here. The Bar Tanura explains that it's going back on the first opinion of the Mishnah, that you wouldn't fold over the entire loaf twice and then break it. Rather, you would first break the loaf into pieces which were the size of an olive. And once you have pieces like this, then you would fold that into four pieces and break it. Others explain that the Mishnah is coming to say that if once you have folded the loaf into four pieces, into four parts, it's still larger than a kazayas, each piece, so you should continue folding it so that each piece will be smaller than, will be the size of a kazayas. Some explain this to be a new opinion that holds like that. It's not reflecting the opinion of the first, the Tanakama. There are different explanations given. The main idea is that the pieces should be the size of an olive. Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah is going to discuss two more parts of the procedure of bringing a carbon mincha, namely Shifa and Be'ita. What exactly are these two parts of the service? Their purpose was to make the wheat, or perhaps the dough as we're going to see, good quality, and wanted the flour to be very fine flour, so we had to get rid of all of the outer parts of the wheat, which don't turn into flour itself. And the Mishnah begins, Kol Menachis Tonis Shlosh Me'os Shifa. All flour offerings require 300 times that Shifa should be done. Shifa is when you would rub the wheat between the palms of his hands. And that would get rid of all of the outer parts of the wheat which are not wanted. That needs to be done 300 times. V'chamesh Me'os Be'ita, and the wheat needs to be hit with his fist, or with some sort of tool, they would hit the wheat 500 times. This is all part of the process to get rid of the unwanted outer part of the wheat. Now, they wouldn't do it 300 times and then 500 times Be'ita. Rather, it was a process. They would, the Gemara explains that they would rub it between the palms of his hands once, one Shifa, and then hit it twice. That was Be'ita twice. And then do Shifa twice again. They would rub it between the palms of his hands twice, and then hit it three times. So Shifa once, Be'ita twice, Shifa twice, Be'ita three times. That cycle they would repeat 100 times, and altogether it comes out that there would be 300 times Shifa, where they would rub it between the palms of his hand, and 500 times Be'ita, where they would hit it with his fist or a different tool. The Shifa and Be'ita were done when it was in wheat form, like we just explained. However, Rabbi Yosi said that actually, after Botzek, it was done even once it had been processed into dough. Some Mishnahis get rid of the word af, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it was only done once it had already been made into dough. And according to Rabbi Yosi, the purpose was not to get rid of the outer parts of the wheat so that it would be fine flour, but it was rather to make the dough extra good quality. Continues the Mishnah, Kol Menachos Bois Eser Eser, all of the Korbanos Mincha which were processed into loaves would be bought as 10 loaves per Isorain. Isorain is a particular volume of flour. And a regular korban mincha would be bought as an isorin of flour, and it should be processed into 10 different loaves. This is learnt from the korban toida. When one brings a korban toida, it is accompanied by 40 loaves, and altogether that would be 4 isorinim. There are 4 different types of loaves, 10 of each of them. And we learn from there to all other korbanos mincha. chutz, except for melechem aponim, the 12 loaves of bread which were put on the shulchan each Shabbos, v'chavita kohen gadol, and the korban mincha of a kohen gadol, which was brought every day. It's learned explicitly from Pesukim, Shehein Bois Shtemesrei, that they are brought as 12 loaves instead of 10. But all other korbanos mincha are learnt from the loaves which accompany a korban toidah, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Meir says that actually we learn all korbanos mincha from the lechem aponim, and therefore kulan bois shtemesrei, all korbanos mincha which are processed into loaves should be bought as 12 loaves, chutz mechalos toidah, except for the loaves which are bought to accompany a korban toidah, the hanazirus, as well as the loaves which are bought with the korbanos of a nozir, somebody who accepted upon himself certain prohibitions, not to cut his hair, not to drink wine, not to become tamei. Be as it may, at the end of the process of him being a nozir, he needs to bring certain korbanos, accompanied by loaves. And there we learn from Pesukim that it requires 10 loaves, just like a korban toidah. Says Mishnah Shein Bois, Eser, they come 10 loaves at a time. However, all other korbanos mincha are learnt from the lechem aponim, and therefore they come as 12 loaves.